The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're on our way down, and we figured out the reasons why. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, 12th of March, 2012. And I have Ronald McDonald with me, as he is always on Monday. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currency. Folks, have you read this book? Have you read it? Have you read it? Have you ordered his book? And let me tell you what's going to happen when you order the book. You're going to order it, you're going to read it, and you go, wow. Well, I want Aunt Mamie or Uncle Bill to read this. And you're going to give it to him, and you're never going to get it back. As with all books that we recommend, we always recommend you buy two of them because you're going to want to keep one for yourself for reference. Just in case you forget some of the finer details, you can keep brushing up and relay the story to other people. But that other book that you're going to get to loan out to Uncle Bill and Aunt Mamie, they're going to want to turn somebody on to it. So that book will go in perpetuity until the cows come home or the pages wear out. That's what happens. People are starving for knowledge, but they don't know where to get it. Bottom line. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, the word conspiracy is in the Bible 10 times. It needs to be used in polite company like church.
Oh.
If anybody ever says that, tell them it's in the Bible 10 times and they have no argument.
Oh, but you see, you know, we've got to go after the conspiracy-minded preachers because we can't allow them to get too political behind the lecterns in the churches because they've got their 501c3s that will remove their tax-free status, and then we'll send the IRS after you. If you don't behave yourself and don't make too much trouble.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, let me ask you one question. I'll jump off.
Yeah.
You know, anybody, any government officials taking money from or a contract with ICLEI. Do you see any money being transferred?
From what? I missed that. I'm sorry, Ken.
From a city councilman, a mayor, taking a check from ICLEI.
No, I haven't personally. Have you?
But that's the question. Are they signing contracts with these foreign entities? I can see people paying taxes over here, mm-hmm. and they get the money from the city people, but they get them from a foreign government.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. My engineer said we were talking about police corruption and how, you know, there's videos all over YouTube of people that want to file a complaint with the police department. You show up to ask for the form of how do I file a complaint form. Well, you have to be interviewed, and you have to give us the detail before we'll give you a piece of paper. Okay, and you want me to do that? Why? Well, that's just the way we do it. So we can get the name of the offending officer, and we can go in there, and we can take the tapes out of his police cruiser, or we can start to cover up and give alibi or remove evidence of wrongdoing.
Good point.
And
I'm gone.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. And I said to my engineer, Ron, I said, you know, how deep does this corruption run? He said, you only need three things. You need the clerk of courts, you need the prosecutor's office, and you need a friendly judge. If you have those three, then you can run all the corruption you want to. They can insulate themselves, and until somebody comes in from an outside area to come in and look at you, you've pretty much sewn everything up. I am flabbergasted. I am starting to see. Videos are being sent to me right and left of the criminality. One place in Virginia had to go after the county sheriffs and 20 deputies and arrested them. Why? They were taking guns and drugs off the street and selling it right back into the community. How's that for law enforcement, folks?
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Conspiracy theories in their own words, ladies and gentlemen. Secretary of State John Foster Dulles, and this guy is a theory unto himself. He says, somehow we find it hard to sell our values, namely that the rich should plunder the poor. By the way, that was the guy that Kennedy fired. Yeah, and look what happened to JFK. Senator Robert Byrd, West Virginia. You know, that guy that was in the Senate for, I don't know, for eons. He says, it's money, 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 not ideas, not principles, but money that reigns supreme in American politics. General Colin Powell, talking about U.S. military power prior to the Gulf War in 1991. Now, here's the ultimate shock and awe statement from this guy. Hey, yeah, by the way, he was in front of the U.N. to tell them about the yellow cake, that story was floated out there and it was not true. He says, I want to scare the hell out of the rest of the world. That's what Colin Powell said back in 1991. John Stockwell, former CIA official. Short, successful military adventures are as effective as a Super Bowl in diverting people's attention from unpleasant truths. You know, what's the unpleasant truth of today? Oh, yeah, that's right. Our hit list in the Middle East. Iran's next on the hit list. We spent $4 trillion over there, folks. What did we get? Oh, we got army soldiers running around in Afghanistan shooting children. Do you think it's about time we get them the hell out of there? a four-tour sergeant, calmly leaves the base, walks into a town there in Afghanistan, and starts shooting children, splattering them on the walls of their homes. We need a common enemy to unite us. Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor, March 2000. The very same woman in the Bush administration, the neocon, that was pushing for more war. The hell with policy. Forget detente. Forget talking to anybody. Let's just bomb the hell out of them. The people of the world genuinely want peace. Someday the leaders of the world are going to have it and have to give in and give it to them. Dwight Eisenhower, U.S. President. I love this one. Here's another one from President Bill. When we got organized as a country and we wrote a fairly radical constitution with a fairly radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedom to Americans, it was assumed that the Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. What happened in America today is too many people live in areas where there's no family structure, no community structure, and no work structure, and there's a lot of irresponsibility. And so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom. When personal freedom's being abused, you have to move to limit it. Yeah. Here's a guy that wasn't smart enough to do his laundry and got caught up in the Monica Lewinsky thing, which was nothing but another wag the dog scenario. Freedom isn't about...
Family values.
Yeah.
Bill has family values.
And so does Hillary Clinton. I've heard her talk more about family values than anybody, and that's coming from the piano leg lesbian. Sorry, Hillary, we know your secret. You know, true story. The United States Secret Service caught her in the showers with another woman after playing some tennis. This is a woman that decorated the White House tree, Christmas tree, with condoms and other select little sexual devices. This is your first lady. And now what is she? Secretary of State? Oh, my God. Freedom is about authority. Freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority a great deal of discretion about what you do. Who said that? New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. And he should know he's got about 12 million people up there in New York City. And you know what? You got to have a lot of discretion about what you do to the citizens of New York City. We are potentially the most dangerous agency in the country. And we all know this to be true. FBI Director Louis Freeh to the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime in 1997. Why? Because the government figured out it's in our best interest to not only allow crime to continue, but to help it along so we can have greater control, we can take more freedoms away, so we can try to convince everybody that you need the guys with the shiny badges and the six gun, because look how dangerous it is. And again, let me refer to Eric Holder with this little project that was set up along with Hillary Clinton. Yeah, that was running the illegal guns into Mexico that was now killing U.S. citizens. Oh, yeah. But see, Eric Holder is not going to answer to those charges. Not. He's not going to. He's going to keep denying. And nobody has the cojuntas in Washington, D.C. to go nail this son of a bugger. Fast and Furious was the name of the program. Go Google it, folks. The major function of secrecy in Washington is to keep the U.S. people from knowing what the nation's leaders are doing. John Stockwell, former CIA official and author. And that one that I already said, President Bill, you know, one thing that's wrong with this country, everybody gets a chance to have their say. Gee, Bill. Others, Senator Sam Nunn. And this was, the actual quote, Secretary of Defense William Cohen at the April 1997 counterterrorism conference sponsored by former Senator Sam Nunn. Others are engaging even in the eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts. That was Secretary of Defense William Cohen at Sam Nunn's counterterrorism conference. That wasn't me, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Secretary of Defense William Cohen back in 1997. You heard us refer to these chemtrails in the sky? Yeah, that's just a figment of somebody's imagination. And I love this one. If they do it, it's terrorism. If we do it, it's fighting for freedom. A U.S. ambassador in Central America in the late 1980s asked to explain how such U.S. actions as mining the Nicaraguans' harbors and bombing of airports differed from the acts of terrorism that the U.S. condemned around the world. I'm strongly in favor of using poison gas against uncivilized tribes. The moral effects should be good, and it would spread a lively terror. Winston Churchill, commenting on the British use of poison gas against the Iraqis after World War I. Geez, why the hell were we gassing the Iraqis after World War I? Maybe to piss them off? How many years have we been bombing the hell out of these people in the Middle East? See, the news media never reports on the 1.5 million, minimal 1.5 million Iraqis are dead because we wanted to bring them freedom. No. What we brought them is one hell of a lot of death. We've brought to them sanctions or different factions in that country that are now trying to vie for power. And a hell of a lot more people are still dying. That's what we brought them. They were better off with Saddam Hussein, which posed no threat to the United States. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, no threat to the United States. Made a hell of a lot of money for some interested parties, let's just say. The Third World War is a war that has been fought by the United States against the Third World. It also might be called the 40-year war, like the 30-year and the 100-year wars in Europe. For this one began when the CIA was founded in 1947 and continues today. As wars go, it has been the second or third most destructive of human life in all history, after World War I and World War II. Again, John Stockwell, former CIA official and author. See, these are people who are in a position to know these things, folks. So I'm not giving you my conspiracy theories today. I'm giving you theirs. I don't see why we need to stand by and watch a country go communist due to the irresponsibility of its people. The issues are much too important for the Chilean voters to be left decided for themselves. Henry Kissinger, Secretary of State under Richard Nixon, about Chile prior to the CIA overthrow of the democratically elected government of Socialist President Salvador Allende in 1973. Folks, they've been doing this, nation smashing and nation building. They go in there, set up the factions to pull the governments down, back them with money, funds, anything that they need, and bought off and paid for politicians to sell that to the American people. Thank you, CIA. Remember 1953, Shah of Iran? Look how that one turned out. The great object of American foreign policy ought to be the restoration of more normal political world, a world in which those states possessing the elements of great power once again play the role their power entitles them to play. Bob Tucker, political analyst and scientist, 1980. This is one from Ramsey Clark, former U.S. Attorney General. The greatest crime since World War II has been U.S. foreign policy. But yet we got deadheads out there. Yeah. Yeah, we got to bomb Iran. We got the little short arm characters like John McCain, and you know what I mean by that. Out there, oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We got to go kill the seven countries that we mapped out. We got to go kill them. They're dangerous to the United States. They're trying to literally build a terrorist force against the United States, and it hasn't worked yet. What are they going to do with their foreign policy measures here in the future to make them mad enough that they will go after us?
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Gosh, what generation did that song represent? When was the last time you really learned about the Constitution in your school? Man. Should I continue with the conspiracy theories that have been put forth by our nation's leaders?
It's very interesting. You know, it gives the listener a real sense of what the people in power are thinking.
Barry in Idaho. Hello, Barry.
Hello.
Hi.
No, Barry from California, from the left coast.
Sorry, my engineer is blushing right now. You can't see it, but I just reported it. Okay, go ahead, Barry.
Did you get my email?
Yes, I did.
Okay, when you watch the video, it shows them talking to Panetta, asking him about the going to war and all that.
Right.
At the 3:30 mark, Vice President is being interviewed from Matthew Hardball on MSNBC.
Uh-huh.
And at the 4:47 mark, he's at some kind of town hall meeting.
Uh-huh.
And he said, with no doubt in his mind, he would impeach if he did not go to Congress.
What I needed to do with that, I did not have the chance to watch the entire video. And what I need to do is watch that first I just replayed the old clip I had of Panetta in front of Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, that happened just a couple of days ago. But I will play that video in its entirety, and I will present it on air.
Yes, it's pretty good. I mean, it looked like he was really serious. I mean, whether he does that, if that ever came to that point, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But,
I have
read Ron's book because I do have it.
Okay, good.
I was one of the first ones to get it.
All right. I appreciate that, Barry. Yeah, what I want to do is I want to dovetail this into other things because the political climate is now heating up against Barack Obama. The birth certificate thing, there's a lot of waves that Ohio, you know, a lot of the stuff was a rehash of already known information, but the media wouldn't even report on it fairly. Obama is in a lot of trouble right now. So is his Attorney General, Eric Holder. And by him doing just little things like that, passing the DREAM Act, that, well, by executive order, counter to what the Constitution says. No, executive orders, I think, came by way. Am I mistaken on this, Ron McDonald? Did the executive order start with Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
I believe you're right on that.
Yeah. Barry? Barry?
No, it started with Lincoln.
Started with Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Barry, you are absolutely right on
okay.
that.
Okay, so what we have is the guy that was, Civil War?
But a state of emergency was in either case with Lincoln and with Roosevelt.
Martial rule, both of them. Because, well, Lincoln, according to the Constitution, to suppress insurrections, had the ability to do what he did by law. This wasn't really the crux of the matter, ladies and gentlemen. It was about state sovereignty and states' rights. That's what was at the supposed war between the states. It was about slavery. And it was about making you a slave to the federal government, the centralized federal government. That Reconstruction Act in 1867 was the Federalist wet dream. Because they wanted consolidated power in Washington, D.C. They wanted to forsake the rights of the states that represent the people in their sovereign little entity. Supposedly this, Ron, thank you, Barry, for your call, by the way.
Yeah, one more thing, John.
Okay, go ahead.
On Dave Hodges' show last night, he said that he has intel from people that are in the Pentagon. There is heavy dissension between the people that, you know, between the generals and the colonels and all that. There is a split going on pretty heavily.
I'm waiting for the fist fight. I'll show up with the kegs of beer to get them juiced up and keep them fighting even harder. You know, let's add a little bit of alcohol to their disenfranchisement. Maybe the heavy hitters within the Pentagon and in our agencies of government will have the kahuntas to maybe start letting fists fly, because something has to happen within their ranks that the American people can recognize and get behind and say, yeah, I'll cast a vote for the right thing. What we're being is given options that none of it is right. It's just lesser degrees of evil. Let some of these good people, and I know they're there. Hell, out of a nation of 300 million, better than 300 million, and yeah, I'm sorry, it would be under 300 million if we actually did dump the rest of the illegals into the country. Yeah, but at any rate, thank you for your call, Barry. I appreciate it. Well, let's just continue here. Here is the one that I was looking for. And we'll have to give it to you right after this break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back after these three-minute commercial. By the way, I know you're sick of hearing the commercials, but would you buy a lousy product or two from these people? They will continue advertising with us if you shop with them just a little bit. We're not asking you to be investors in their business. Just buy a couple of their products. See, that's how advertising works.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Are you enjoying the Conspiracy Hour, Ronald McDonald?
Yes, I am. You know, when you were talking earlier about what one of your employees was saying about the corruption in court, I was thinking about the district attorney's office or that prosecuting attorney's office, and the primary duty of a prosecuting attorney or district attorney is to see that justice is done. And what that means is that that public officer is supposed to be working to prove your innocence as well as proving your guilt. Huh. And you don't see that today.
No, you sure as heck don't. Where did I leave off here?
Let's see here.
The great object of American foreign policy ought to be the restoration of more normal political world. I think I covered this one. A world in which those states possessing the elements of great power once again play the role their power entitles them to play. A world in which others controlled the course of their own development would be a world in which the American system would be seriously endangered. Benjamin Cohen. Today, Americans, here's the quote by Henry Kissinger. Here's the direct quote, verbatim, word for word. This is a little vampire bat that's been hanging around in every U.S. presidency since, I think, I want to say Jimmy Carter, but he was certainly there with Richard Nixon. Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Henry Kissinger speaking at Avignon, France, May 21st, 1992. And what was that? That was the Bilderbergers meeting. Unbeknownst to Kissinger, his speech was taped by a Swiss delegate at the meeting. 1975, the Trilateral. And keep in mind, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the CFR, all their little underling foundations and organizations are there for one thing and one thing only, ladies and gentlemen. The formation of anyhow, these are the architects of the New World Order, just to do business globally. What's wrong with that? To pull out the third world nations out of their abject poverty, when they can never pull out of their abject poverty, because guess who gets there first? Before any labor, a nail is hammered, a board is laid, a product is created. Guess who shows up first? Ron McDonald, I know you know that one.
The bankers are always the first.
Always the first rascals in the door.
Yes.
Trilateral Commission, 1975. The report on the governability. I'll get that out. I got up real early this morning. I'm going to try a new thing. I'm going to try to get up extra early, so by broadcast time, I'm completely dead. And that way I can get through Mondays, folks. At any rate.
Well, let me ask you. Do you think what you've just stated, these quotes, are affecting the listener right now? Do you think they're actually seeing
what's really happening? I don't know. I had a dear lady, and gosh, I thought about this woman all weekend. She was an avid TV news watcher and C-SPAN contributor and all this stuff. And she went on for 20 minutes. You know, why is this? Why is that? And I said, what you need to do, ma'am, since this is a brand new thing to you, is keep listening to the network. This came off our KHFX in Dallas. And well-meaning people, but they think that they know. But they don't know what there is to know, so therefore they base their opinion off of what they know, which is about as much, I would say, a thimbleful. But don't worry. We understood. I personally understood this 20 years ago. That's why I got into radio, because I saw the mainstream media was a little biased, a little cockeyed. Do you think? Just a little? You know, I'm sitting here telling you the architects here of the global governance, the masterminds behind this, the international banksters, the ones that are killing your country right now. This is not a damn theory. This is their own words. Sorry. I got a little excited there. I'll calm down. Let me get my Xanax back out.
I'm telling you, it's scaring the hell out of me, some of these quotes.
Joy, joy, feelings, and happy, happy thoughts, my friend. After all, it's only Monday. You got 4 days more to go of the stark raving lunacy and terror we see all around us. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get a Valium. Okay. That's what people do. That's what they go for the drugs, man. Feeling a little out of sorts. Well, take some Ambien. What the hell? You know, your world's not matching your expectations. Drug yourself out. Or just go get drunk. Problem is, you still feel as bad. It doesn't make the world go around, go away, and you wake up with a hell of a hangover. How do you feel then? Oh, I feel suicidal. Well, here, take an antidepressant. At any rate, I'm strongly in favor of using... Oh, I already did that one. We have come to recognize that there are potentially desirable limits to economic growth. There are also potentially desirable limits to the indefinite extension of political democracy. A government which lacks authority will have little ability short of cataclysmic crisis to impose on its people the sacrifices which may be necessary. 1975 Trilateral Commission Report on the Governability of Democracies. Here's one. 1954 report to President Eisenhower, why the CIA covert operations were needed and what they entailed. And this is from Catherine S. Olmsted's book, Challenging the Secret Government, from 1996. Hitherto, acceptable norms of human conduct do not apply. If the United States is to survive, long-standing American concepts of fair play must be reconsidered. We must develop effective espionage and counter-espionage services and must learn to subvert, sabotage, and destroy our enemies by more clever, more sophisticated, and more effective methods than those used against us. It may become necessary that the American people be made acquainted with, understand, and support this fundamentally repugnant philosophy. That was World War II General James Doolittle explaining in a secret 1954 report to Eisenhower why the CIA does what it does. Starting to get the picture, folks? Coming to grips with USA and CIA activities in broad numbers and figuring out how many people have been killed in the jungles of Laos or the hills of Nicaragua is very difficult. But adding to them as best we can, we come up with a figure of about 6 million people killed. No, I'm not talking about the story about 6 million Jews killed in Germany. Listen up, folks. This is John Stockwell, former CIA head. He said, but adding them up as best we can, we come up with a figure of 6 million people killed. And this is a minimum figure, including our 1 million killed in the Korean War, which wasn't a war. It was a police action, United Nations, with a demilitarized zone. And this is a minimum figure, including 1 million killed in the Korean War, 2 million killed in the Vietnam War. Remember what happened when we left, folks? The killing fields? That they didn't have enough personnel to run them through the detention and re-education camps. If you looked like you knew too much, you just got killed and buried in a field somewhere in Cambodia, Laos, whatever. We're talking millions here, folks. Supposedly we were there to kill the communists, but we let the United Nations take that deal over, and we couldn't bomb any of their strategic places, munitions, taking place in North Vietnam. We couldn't bomb the SAM sites that were shooting down our planes. We couldn't do any of that. See, we couldn't win the war against communism for the people of South Korea to become free. No, we had to sit there and play patty cake, kill more than 58,000 Americans, make a hell of a lot of people rich, and then turn around and unask the AO after we got done screwing that country over. Are you starting to get the picture here?
You know, John, when you think about what you just stated there, if you were to say those and it actually occurred back in the 1800s, the people would be appalled.
They wouldn't be appalled. They'd be tar and feathering. And the story that's always left out the tar and feathering is what they did is they lit the feathers on fire after they tarred and feathered them. They just used the feathers for an ignition point, and then the tar started to burn. They would have hung them.
Yes.
People talking about openly murdering people, toppling governments, spending money.
Desensitized in this society.
Oh, well,
we see so much on TV or hear so much in the news. We don't really put the value of life in there. We don't see the real death that's happening.
No, we do not, do we? We don't even get to see the flag-draped coffins of our service people coming back from the Middle East, do we?
No, we don't.
You know, we don't get to see the names and at least touch the names until they put up the Vietnam Memorial. Have you ever stood in front of that, folks? I couldn't do it without tears rolling down my face. Go look at it sometime. That black slash in the year of 58,000-plus Americans that were killed, supposedly fighting communism. They weren't fighting the communism because the very people that ran the United Nations, the Secretary Generals, have always been communists. They're not there to defeat communism. They're there to spread it. Whew. Ah, let me take another pill. 2 million killed in Vietnam War, 800,000 killed in Indonesia, 1 million in Cambodia, 20,000 killed in Angola, 22,000 killed in Nicaragua. These people would not have died if the U.S. tax dollars had not been spent by the CIA to inflame tensions, finance covert political and military activities, and destabilize societies. Again, the guy that used to run the CIA, John Stockwell. Are you starting to get the picture here, folks? I got many more. I got to speed up here. This is not my theory. This is not pulling this out of the dark, dank places that my body possesses. I am reading their words. Are you listening? Are you listening up there in Dallas where they whacked John F. Kennedy? Right there in Dealey Plaza. Go look at it. It's a nice sunshiny day. Listen to the radio and listen to my words. Military intervention to maintain the global status quo will become a constant feature of international relations. Whether this is justified in terms of fighting drugs, fighting terrorism, containing rogue states, opposing Islamic fundamentalism, or containing China. Walden Bellow, sociologist and author, International Socialist Review, back from 2001. George Kenyon, head of the U.S. State Department Policy Planning Staff in 1948. Here are his words. We should cease to talk about vague and unreal objectives such as human rights, the raising of the living standards, and democratization. The day is not far off when we are going to have to deal in straight power concepts. The less we are then hampered by idealistic slogans, the better. But what counterinsurgency really comes down is the protections of the capitalists back in America, their property and their privileges. U.S. national security, as preached by U.S. leaders, is the security of the capitalist class in the U.S., not the security of the rest of the people. Philip Agee, CIA Diary, page 562. And I guarantee you, he was a lefty, as you can tell by some of the verbiage he used. Doesn't necessarily make it untrue, folks. Socialists and communists talk, too. If we have to use force, it's because we are America. We are the indispensable nation. We stand tall. We see further into the future. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright describing her vision of America's role in the world. By the way, this is the same Madeleine Albright when confronted by a reporter in 60 Minutes asking her, do you think 500... Are you ready for this, folks? 500,000 children. See, the press is all bent out about this soldier in Afghanistan the other day blowing away 16 kids. Madeleine Albright was asked, if this campaign in Iraq, is it acceptable losses, 500,000 children lost their lives? She replied in the affirmative, yes, it was. Killing 500,000 children. What would you do if 500,000 families in this country lost their children because somebody wanted to come over here and democratize you? How would you feel about that? America must prevent other states from challenging our leadership or seeking to overturn the established political and economic order. We must maintain the mechanisms for deterring potential competitors from even aspiring to a larger regional or global role. Pentagon Defense Planning Guide, 1994 to 1999. Scare the hell out of the American people. Senator Arthur Vandenberg telling President Truman what he needed to do in order to tax the American people to pay for the weapons and covert activities of the U.S. national security state. Scare the hell out of them. You remember, you know, Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, cooked up story, LBJ lied directly to the American people. Wouldn't anybody attack us? We attacked ourselves to sell to the American people. Oh, we got to go to war. The communists are attacking. John Stockwell again. It's the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. Rear Admiral Jean LaRoque, U.S. Navy retired, said, nearly 70% of the military budget is to provide men and weapons to fight in foreign countries in support of our allies and friends and for offensive operations in third world countries. Another big chunk of the defense budget is the 20% allocated for our offensive nuclear force of bombers, missiles, submarines, whose job it is to carry nuclear weapons to the Soviet Union. Actual defense of the United States cost about 10% of the military budget and is the least expensive function performed by the Pentagon. So what are you saying here? Against the Cold War with Russia, we could have done it for 10% of the cost that it actually cost us. Ronnie Reagan. Oh, yeah. What's the new neocons, or what's the latter day conservatives in this country keep pointing to? Oh, yeah, Ronnie Reagan. Now, I think there was a few more real conservative constitutional presidents before Ronnie Reagan. Ronnie Reagan. Oh, yeah, we broke Russia all right in an arms race. Guess who else we broke? Ourselves. But we didn't even have to do it, folks. We had the capabilities to destroy Russia about 1,000 times over. If they were dumb enough to send a nuclear weapon this way, we could have sent 100 back to them with loving care from the United States. The two-war strategy is just a marketing device to justify a high military budget, retired Air Force Chief of Staff Merrill McPeak. I love this one from MacArthur. You know, he was the guy that was over there in Korea, the only successful military campaign, because you know what he did? He didn't inform the United Nations. You know what was going on in Korea and in Vietnam? Once military commanders decided they were going to do operations, you know what the United Nations did? They contacted the other side and told them exactly what we were doing. 58,000 people, folks, go look at the wall in Washington, D.C. Go look at it. And we're still hurting from that. General Douglas MacArthur, back in 1957, said this: "Our government has kept us in perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. With a cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it." Lawrence Sumner's World Bank Economic... Yeah, here's the real creatures behind world government and all the pain that you're seeing. Lawrence Sumner's World Bank Economist and Deputy Secretary of Treasury. In a 1991 internal memorandum, just between you and me, shouldn't the World Bank be encouraging more migration of the dirty industries to the LDCs? That's the lesser developed countries, folks. I think the economic logic behind dumping a load of toxic waste in the lowest wage country is impeccable, and we should face up to that. I've always thought that underpopulated countries in Africa are vastly underpolluted. Their air quality is vastly inefficiently low compared to Los Angeles or Mexico City. God. The United States has given frequent and enthusiastic support to the overthrow of democracy in favor of the investor-friendly regimes. The World Bank, IMF, and private banks have consistently lavished huge sums on terror regimes, following their displacement of democratic governments, and a number of qualitative studies have shown a systematic positive relationship between the U.S. and the IMF and the World Bank aid to countries and their violations of human rights. Edward S. Herman, economist and media analyst. Henry Adams, American historian, died in 1918. He said the whole fabric of society will go to whack. I guess that was a term that they used back then. If we really lay hands of reform on our rotten institutions, from top to bottom, the whole system is a fraud. All of us know it, laborers and capitalists alike, and all of us are consenting parties to it. John Jay. He was an American statesman and first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. He died in 1829. This is a short quote, but it's to the point. Those who own the country ought to govern it.
Oh, jeez. You know, there's a quote from Hitler. I think you've actually passed it by, but it's right on point here in America. And he said, how fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think.
Well, even Woodrow Wilson said this back in 1912. Yeah, this is the year before they formed under the aegis of another threat, emergency banking rules that brought us the Federal Reserve. He says, if there are men in this country big enough to own the government in the United States, they're going to own it. And Woodrow Wilson did exactly that. He supposedly lamented on his deathbed, I am afraid I betrayed the American people. What, President of the United States, you had your underling that was born here in Austin, Texas, folks. What was that guy's name? Think of it here. You're on the phone. You're no help. My wife is staring at me. She doesn't know what I'm talking about. Think of it here in a second. Who was the guy that wrote the book, Philip Drew Administrator? Come on, I got the title of the book. Ron!
I'm sorry. You're
blanking.
You blanked out there.
You're blanking. Okay. I'll think of it here in a second. All right. If the world operates as one big market, every employee will compete with every person anywhere in the world who's capable of doing the same job. There are lots of them, and many of them are hungry. That was Andrew Grove, president of the Intel Corp, in his book, High Output Management. I'm going to stop here. I've got about 20 more I can do. But folks, you're starting to get the idea here. It is only us reporting from the sidelines what we're witnessing the globalists doing and all of those that are in cahoots with them. These are not my words. I didn't dream them up. These are actual quotes from real people living and dead. The conspiracy is world government. Those that are behind it are the World Bank and the IMF and our own Federal Reserve. To realign and reconstruct the countries of the world so we can just better do business with each other. It's just, you know, hey, the Genoveses and the Gambinos would only always tell you when they were getting ready to kill you, hey, nothing personal, man. It's just business. That's what these people are about. No loyalties to any people, no loyalties to any country. They're transnational criminals that operate on a scale that you can barely fathom, ladies and gentlemen. And most of the death and the dying and the wars that you've seen, doesn't matter who's wearing the white hat or black hat. It matters who wins off the struggle of either side or both of them combined. Are you starting to get the idea here? And who's the only son of a gun? You want to know why the press in this country, the media, is ignoring Ron Paul, demonizing, minimizing him at best? It's because the guy wants to do away with the Fed Reserve. The very creatures have been working in this country for 99 years to undermine it. Not to finance it. To kill it. Ron, thanks for today. I appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure.
And to answer your question, I don't know if people are starting to get it or not. Edward Mandel House. Thank you. A caller called in with it. Ed, he was the book author, Philip Drew Administrator, and really the thinking man in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
The next